Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Let me give a chair in place. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the things I thought was ridiculous, absolutely stupid, was when public officials said, I think even Biden said, that COVID was a disease of the unvaccinated. And I'm like, what the hell is, where are the doctors? Where are the doctors? Where's Dr. Fauci correcting these incorrect statements? Where COVID is a disease of the unvaccinated. And you know, doctors would be posting even. There's, doctors were split on this. Some doctors were saying, yep, everybody in the hospital is unvaccinated. And I'm like, how do you know? The doctors I speak to said vaccinated people in the hospital also. You haven't been in a hospital in 30 years. You see people primarily... You know, outpatient, where are you getting your data? And you just kept hearing this, that COVID is a disease of the unvaccinated. You could be vaccinated and still get COVID. The vaccine was not like the polio vaccine or the MMR vaccine, where there was a pretty good chance you would never get the disease. But with flu, you could still get flu when you're vaccinated. You can still get COVID when you're vaccinated. Finally, at the end of 2022, they finally have made the statement that, no, it is not a disease of the unvaccinated. For the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, the majority of Americans who are dying from COVID were at least partially vaccinated, according to an analysis of the federal and state data. The waning efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines and increasingly contagious strains of the virus being spread to elderly and immunocompromised people have resulted in more deaths among those who have taken at least one vaccine dose. This is what the Washington Post analysis says, and it was posted this week. 58% of coronavirus deaths in August were people who were vaccinated or boosted. Well, then, you know, now that doesn't mean you don't get the vaccine, right? It's personal choice. If you feel that that vaccine is protecting you and not giving you severe illness, which I believe it does, get the vaccine. But any sort of discussion of a mandate, which by the way still exists, I think a court had to overrule a San Diego mandate. There was a San Diego school district who wanted to mandate the COVID vaccine for kids. And I believe the court overruled that. People are still pushing the mandates of this thing. You could take it. It's out there if you want it. But it doesn't mean you necessarily need to force it. The paper described a troubling trend as the share of deaths of people who were vaccinated has been steadily rising over the past year. In September 2021, vaccinated people made up just 23% of coronavirus fatalities. In January and February, it was up to 42%. They said, we can no longer, this is Kaiser Family Foundation Vice President Cynthia Cox, who conducted the analysis on behalf of the Washington Post, we can no longer say this is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. I told you guys this a year and a half ago. Nobody flipping listens. Top health officials have repeatedly urged Americans to complete the primary vaccine series and get boosted. At a press briefing on Tuesday, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, according to Fox News, Dr. Ashish Jha, unveiled the Biden's administration's new six-week sprint campaign to get Americans vaccinated this holiday season. He said, bottom line is that we're doing everything we can in the next 6 weeks to help families get their updated COVID shots by the end of the year because it's the best protection for the winter. Well, you know, the only reason why I am not overcritical of that is we do have an updated vaccine. If we didn't have an updated vaccine, I would say, come on, guys, the vaccine is outdated. Get a new one. We do have a new one, and it is supposed to protect us against some of the variants, but we're already on new variant XBB and BQ1. So it is supposed to still provide protection. But then the next question is, why are people dying if they got the vaccine? Well, the enthusiasm for the vaccine, where you originally got people, was they saw people dying of COVID, and Biden said out there, look, guys, if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. And we're like, no, that's not exactly true. Then it was corrected, saying you won't get severe COVID. The vaccine will prevent against severe COVID and death. Well, that made some people think, okay, that made me think it. I got it. Now, I also got it because they were forcing it, and I needed to be able to travel, and I didn't need this BS where if I had to cover something, you know, in the media, they wouldn't let me in because I wasn't vaccinated. So I got the vaccine. I also got the vaccine to let you see what happened in real time in terms of side effects, just like with the bivalent. You know, I got, you know, the chest pain and the arm swelling and the breast swelling and the lymph node swelling. But then I felt fine, and I'll tell you if I get COVID. So I don't mind having gotten the vaccine so I could at least tell you guys what happened and you know, use me as a case subject. I'd rather be me than, you know, someone who doesn't want to be, you know, a test or case subject. But when you give misinformation, and to me, the majority of the misinformation came from this administration, it really makes people doubt what you say. When people were yelling at patients who got COVID for not wearing a mask, and they were sitting there in the hospital saying, but I did wear a mask, and you don't believe me? How could even medical professionals believe some of this BS? Truth of the matter is this is a virus. The virus will outsmart things. Mask may provide a barrier, but it won't make you completely safe. The vaccine will help, but it won't make you immune. And that is all they had to say. They didn't have to mandate it. They didn't have to force it. They didn't have to kick people out of restaurants, kick people out of schools, cause security guards to be stabbed and shot over masks. But I'm sick and tired of them saying what was, you know, accusing us of misinformation when we were right the whole time. Say that. Say we were wrong. That wasn't misinformation. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we speak a lot about addiction on this show. And I'm writing another book on it now with Kate Kalikas. I'm really excited about this because she's studying, this is her major and what she's studying, and we're going to be working on a book, and I speak a lot about different things we could be addicted to. We could be addicted to eating. We could be addicted to narcotics, benzodiazepines, sleeping aid, medications, but a lot of us are addicted to shopping. No, I'm not a big shopper. You could be. Now, how did Cyber Monday go? Did Cyber Monday go easy? Did you decide, well, I'm going to buy one thing, just buy that one thing, put it in the car and go? Or did you go, ooh, I could get that. Oh, that's on sale. I could get that. Oh, I could get that. And then did you finish with a cart where you spent 10 times more than you expected? Maybe you don't have an addiction to shopping, but maybe you do have some compulsiveness to your shopping, and you have some vulnerability to some of the tactics these companies use. And I got to tell you, they know how to play on our psyche. So we're going to talk now about compulsive shopping, especially compulsive online shopping. Now, this is something, compulsive shopping had been coined almost a century ago, where people would go to the stores and they'd be like, oh, I want this and I want this. And there have been compulsive shoppers, I'm sure, in caveman days. Somebody went from cave to cave to cave saying, oh, I can buy this, I can buy this. And then they had all these beads or whatever the heck they wore in caveman days. But with online buying, it just added a much larger population subset to the compulsive shopping population. So with compulsive shopping, you need to leave the house, you need to go to a store, you need to window shop or hit the mall, and then go and hit every store, which is why the malls, especially that blew up in the 70s and 80s, that caused a trigger and a rise in more compulsive shopping, because now you had all the stores there. You know, it changes things when you have to get into a car and drive to another area, or you have to walk a block or two to go somewhere. But if you have it all there at your fingertips, it's much easier to buy compulsively and not stop. Well, when the internet became popular and Cyber Monday started about 2005, compulsive shopping rose again. They believe there's 5 to 8% of our population are compulsive shoppers. I think the number is even higher than that, because now you're home. So if you want to buy a, let's say, dress, and you don't want to change in a changing room, and you're worried about cameras, and you're worried that when you check out, the lady's going to look at the size and go, I've had that where I'll buy a size, and, you know, it'll be medium or something like that, and she'll look at me like, you're not a medium. I'm like, lady, let me buy it fit, and it fit good. So leave me alone. So I don't like other people being around when I'm trying to shop. If I need a new bra, that's embarrassing, because now, I mean, my size bras, it takes up the whole counter. So she has to clear the whole area to find the tag of the bra, and it's flinging all over the place. And the guy behind me is like, damn, girl. I'm like, I know. You know, and remember, the big bras aren't as sexy as the little bras. The little bras, you could have lace and all that. The big bras, you run out of cowhide, so it almost looks like a piece of cow. It's horrible. So I prefer to shop online. A lot of people do, but there could be that compulsiveness. So compulsive spending disorder or compulsive shopping disorder is when you have, well, compulsive buying is called oniomania. So there's actually a psychological term. It's where you buy impulsively and excessively to the point that you could have financial hardship. And here we are going into the, you know, in this recession and with inflation, and the term shopaholics isn't being used as much. People say, oh, I'm a shopaholic, but it puts you in this position where you could be overspending what you have, and you know you don't have the budget, and you don't stop. So you could have, you know, an element of bipolar. You could have manic episodes. If you do have a tendency towards eating disorders and gambling disorders and drugs, you might also be a compulsive shopper. But there's a lot of individuals where their only compulsiveness is shopping. And I blame the internet, and I blame online. So how do you know if you are a compulsive shopper or maybe addicted to it? Well, first is you think about it a lot. You're at work, and rather than doing work, you're thinking about what you could buy online. It's actually preoccupying you. Next is, if you can't go online to buy something, you get a little nervous. Now, Cyber Monday made people nervous because they're like, the sale's going to run out. I got an email with a coupon. Sale runs out at midnight. Notwithstanding Cyber Monday, if we exclude Cyber Monday tactics, if you feel stressed that you can't buy something online or go and peruse, that could be a sign of compulsive online shopping. If you purchase items you don't need, How many of you have done that? Because it was on sale. You're like, well, I'm going to need it someday. No, don't buy it if you don't need it, you know, now. You spend beyond your budget. You try to hide your shopping behavior so nobody sees. I get that when your boss walks by your office, you might change the screen, but you're trying to hide it from your family. You feel guilty after you went shopping. You're struggling because at work, work has deadlines, and you spent all this time on the internet shopping. That could be a problem. Same thing with home. Your kids need to go somewhere, and you're too busy shopping. And there could be, again, if you have other compulsive behaviors or impulsive behaviors, such as binge eating, drinking, substance abuse, etc. So what's going on here? Well, I like to blame. I think we're victims at some point. Me, I'm pretty good with it because I don't like to spend money. But we all are victims to what the online marketing does. So we get these ads. We get these pop-up ads. I was talking to a friend of mine about Disneyland and my trip to Disneyland. All of a sudden, the next day, all these Disneyland ads pop up. Okay, so they're listening to us. They're listening to us. They're looking up our search terms. They're studying us. So they can manipulate us. They disrupt our feed, our reading material, a game. I'm playing Candy Crush on the toilet, and an ad pops up for Disneyland. They offer deals and coupons that could be used immediately. They will have a timer saying that this deal is going to expire in the next 10 minutes. So you feel like you have to hurry. When I buy movie tickets, there's a timer on it. And I get that because they don't want to save your seat. But I feel rush. Same thing with like Ticketmaster. You feel rushed that you got to buy the ticket now. Then what they do, which is brilliant from a psychological standpoint, is they give you a discount and they say you saved 15%. When I go to the grocery store, they'll say, look, you saved $5. So you walk out of there going, damn, I did good. Meanwhile, the food was overpriced. So they give you that positive reinforcement that also can sway you to buy more. They make the purchase so easy and quick where all you have to do is hit reorder. All you have to do is click the shopping cart because the more steps you take, the more you could be be stalled. And then they remind you time to reorder. So what you need to do is first and foremost, you need to realize you are being manipulated. Do not let your phone, your computer, a program, a bot, screw you over from a financial standpoint. Don't let them manipulate you. Budget. Know what you're going to spend for Christmas or Hanukkah or the holidays. Know what you're going to spend. I already went over budget on Cyber Monday. And I bought things I don't think I really needed, but I thought I could use later because there was a sale. Like I got an extra cat cave. We have two cat caves, but since the dog took over one, all the cats are now huddling into the other one. So I got another one. Did I really need to buy another one? It was on sale, so I did. But, you know, that could have been on the iffy list. Have another hobby. The reason why you guys are online shopping is because you want to feel like you accomplished something. You feel like when you bought something, you got something done. Whew! No, you didn't. You just spent money. Don't do that. Get yourself a hobby. Do something else. Work out. Avoid boredom. Limit your internet time. Stop those ads. Do whatever you have to do to stop the ads. Unsubscribe. Also, get a family member. Deputize a family member to be your go-to. When you want to buy something, you have to run it through them. They take a look and go, you know what, that is a good idea. Go ahead. Now make sure they don't have compulsive shopping disorder, but let them be your checks and balances. Just like Congress. Congress was spending. All right? You need somebody that goes, maybe we need to stop spending. And then always ask, do I really need this item? And if it really gets bad and you have a lot of compulsive shopping issues, seek some help. There's therapists, there's doctors, staff, there's medications even, if it gets so bad that you empty your bank account. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Dr. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Donald McEachin, a Democrat from Virginia, died Monday from complications due to rectal cancer. He was 61. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. Russia and the United States put off a new round of talks under the new SALT Treaty this week that would have been the first arms reduction talk since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. Russia's foreign minister said they will meet at a later date and gave no reason for the delay. The right to gay and interracial marriage is setting up a final vote today in the Senate after months of negotiations. NASA's Artemis 1 Orion capsule has traveled further beyond Earth than any spacecraft designed to carry astronauts. It beat the old record set by Apollo 13 in 1970 at 249,000 miles from Earth. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we talk a lot about what happens in these labs and the experimentation and how oftentimes they use monkeys, rhesus monkeys. We talked about bats and cope with SARS studies. And one of you had asked, where do the animals come from? How are they getting these animals? Is it legal? What's happening to the animals? What happens to the animals that are tested? Do they get adopted or do they get killed? I can't answer those questions, but who can is Dr. Lisa Jones Engel, Senior Science Advisor on Primate Experimentation for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. Dr. Lisa Jones Engel, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, we talk about human trafficking on this show. There is a huge wildlife trafficking chain. Can you talk to us about that?
Exactly. So the primate experimentation in the U.S., which is funded by taxpayer dollars, is part of this global wildlife trade in endangered species. And, I mean, this industry, which is greedy and unspeakably cruel and violent and deadly, and in which U.S. companies are allegedly engaging in illegal activities, while recklessly exposing the public to zoonotic disease risks, all of this in order to feed these laboratories, the end users, who are using these diseased and distressed monkeys kept in tiny cages and have consistently failed to produce any meaningful improvements in human health. The U.S. is paying for this. The U.S. taxpayer is paying for this.
It's just shocking. It's shocking. And we're talking about not a few. We're talking about, what, at least 100,000 so far just in the COVID pandemic alone? In terms of just monkeys, talk to us about what some of these numbers are looking like.
So there's a particular species of monkey. It's called a long-tailed macaque, which is kind of that. During the COVID pandemic, about 100,000 monkeys were imported into the U.S. 96% of these were this long-tailed macaque. And these are these small bodies. They're intelligent. They're beautiful. They're highly social animals. And they live in Asia. And what the industry has done has basically set up these filthy, dangerous, disease-riddled holding facilities where they catch wild monkeys. Some are beaten to death. Others die trying to protect, you know, their friends. You know, they pick up infectious diseases at every point along this monkey abduction pipeline because they're exposed to humans who are sick. They're exposed to other animals. They're then packed up into crates, loaded on the cargo planes, shipped to the U.S., and from here, they go through a CDC required quarantine, which is simply not working because we are seeing again and again and again monkeys who leave this quarantine and then weeks or months or years later, they're showing up with hemorrhagic viruses, Ebola-like viruses, tuberculosis, measles, deadly diarrheal pathogens, malarial parasites. All of these represent significant public health risks, and they all further undermine the utility of these, not that there really is any utility, but they further undermine the integrity of these animals as models.
So, you know, it's frustrating. We know there's a huge environmental lobby, especially with this administration, and there's been, you know, much focus on, you know, protecting endangered species. Why does this then still continue? Why hasn't there been any progress on this?
You know, the U.S. is the number one importer of these long-tailed macaques. And actually, earlier this year, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, the global authority, came out and said they uplisted this species of macaque to endangered. And they pointed the finger right at the experimentation industry. And they said, it's you all. You are emptying the forest of these monkeys. Your actions are leading these animals to extinction. And so, but the thing is that this industry, they want monkeys who are small, who are cheap, who are easy to handle, who are readily available. They want hundreds of thousands of them. And they thought no one was paying attention to this particular species of macaque.
Mm.
And they were very, very wrong.
I'm glad that Pete is on top of it. We're speaking to Dr. Lisa Jones Engel, Senior Science Advisor on Primate Experimentation for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. So, you know, what we just spoke about how, you know, COVID, those who are COVID vaccinated can still be at risk of death. And now the majority of people dying of COVID were vaccinated. Not that the vaccine contributed to this. It's just the vaccines were studied, you know, did. You know, show data that the data we got from it was mixed, and I know animal studies were used for this. What can we use instead? Because it doesn't seem like we got good results and practical results on humans with this. What are some alternatives?
You know, that was the only silver lining to this COVID pandemic, which was at the very beginning, you know, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, they were trying to infect these macaques with the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And they're like, huh, you know, these monkeys are not getting infected the same way. They're not responding to infection the same way. And so what the company said at that point is like, you know, we are pivoting. We're going to check the regulatory boxes, but we're going to go directly into human relevant trials. And so they went into these massive epidemiological trials. And that is something that's the key. We are in the 21st century. You know what? Last century, you're right. We didn't have the technology that allowed us to do 3D printed human tissues, that allowed us to line microchips with living human cells. We have those technologies now. These are human relevant technologies. There's no monkey or mouse or beagle trying to stand in for the human. It's for humans. It's made of human tissues. It's going to improve human health. That is where we're going.
So these monkeys that are tested on, when the test is done, what happens to them?
They die. They don't die. Actually, let's put it this way. They are killed. None of the hundreds of thousands of macaques have ever been imported for use in animal experimentation, ever. They don't make it back to Asia. There's no happy ending for them. At the end of the experiment, they're killed. Bits and pieces are, you know, maybe assigned to a tissue distribution program. And then they are bagged up in a red biohazard bag and incinerated.
Yeah, because they can't bring them to zoos or other sorts of habitats because they could spread illness and they're contaminated. It's a shame. It really is. You know, we're grateful for the work PETA does. What would you like my listeners to know and how can they help?
You know, the thing is that up until now, most of these monkeys were stolen in secrecy. And, you know, the importation industry and the end users, like the experimenters at NIH or the experimenters at the National Primate Research Centers, they haven't been forced to reckon with or be held accountable for the devastation and the public health threats that they've created. So I invite your listeners to go to PETA.org/stopmonkeyimports, all one word. Take a look at the information, at some of the videos. I want to warn you, those videos are tough to see, but this is the reality of this industry. And then with a couple of clicks, you can let the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, which is the authority who regulates importation, you can ask them to that they shut this door on this monkey abduction pipeline. Mm-hmm. Because that is the key. We have to shut this door. Monkeys belong in the forests of Asia, Africa, South America, where they are an integral part of the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. They do not belong in cages or in massive holding facilities here in the U.S. That's a disaster. It's a disaster for the animals. It's a disaster for the environment and for public health.
So true. I think there's supposed to be some hearings with Dr. Fauci and the NIH. I hope this topic gets brought up. So the NIH, I think we need to urge them to adopt the research modernization deal. Is that replaces the use of animals, right? Is that what we need to hopefully be brought up and adopted?
Absolutely. So the research modernization deal, which PETA put together a few years ago, the language that we use is mirrored in the FDA Modernization Act, which actually just passed the Senate unanimously.
Amen.
And this is the way allows non-animal testing to be used to move these drugs and treatments through the pipeline.
Dr. Jones Engel, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody go to PETA.org to get more information. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few of the notes some of you have sent is one had talked about how for Christmas present, you guys are going to do a trip. And you could get the whole family done at once. You take a trip. It actually ended up being cheaper than buying gifts for everybody. And it's a life experience. I think that's great. I think going on a trip is fantastic. I think in terms of gifts, gifts can break, gifts can get lost, gifts can get exchanged, but a trip and a vacation and time spent, I think that's golden. So absolutely, if you guys can stay together and be together, that's ideal. One of you had then asked about the impulsiveness. We opened the show about impulsive shopping and impulsive traveling. How do you plan ahead for a trip that gets canceled? COVID canceled multiple trips of theirs. COVID canceled multiple trips of mine. Not that I had a bunch of trips set up during 2020, but throughout the whole COVID pandemic, we had lost opportunities because places where we were going to go either had lockdowns or needed to show proof that you wouldn't have COVID so you couldn't get back into the country. And with a family of four or going with another family, so eight of you, the possibility of one of you testing positive during all the variants that we dealt with, I was like, we can't leave anybody behind, which meant if I was trying to plan a five-day trip or a seven-day trip, there was no way I could trust that I could be back at work the next day if one of us tested positive for COVID because we'd all have to wait. So there's this concept of impulsive traveling. And where if you are going to make a trip, find a last-minute deal, find a last-minute special, and jump on it. Now, it's a concept that I'm Gen X. So it's something that I'm like, no, you got to plan ahead. You got to get your tickets months in advance. You need to make sure your passport's up to date. You got to plan the cats and the dogs and all that. But I got to be honest. I am sick and flipping tired of buying tickets or a cruise or, I don't know, some sort of excursion just to have it canceled. Just to have the plane canceled or the plane delayed, or I'm sick of it. I'm also sick of paying the prices that I've been paying. And so I love the idea of last-minute deals. Trust me, I love saving money. And cruise ships will do this. Airlines will do it. Multiple vacation spots, as long as it's not peak season. But multiple ones will offer these last-minute deals because they couldn't sell the seat. How many of you were able to get an upgrade on a plane? Because it was just sitting there. And they were like, you know what, for $250, we'll upgrade you to first class. And you're like, oh my, I mean, I've never seen that. If so, that would be pretty incredible. But still, $250 is a lot of money. But these last-minute deals might be pretty good. Our next guest is Gemma Jameson from Skyscanner. They haven't come on yet. But when I look for deals, I'll go on skyscanner.com. There's multiple, you know, you have Orbitz and Expedia and Hotels.com and cheap tickets and all that. I like Skyscanner. It's a very easy website, very easy to navigate. And, you know, you need to find deals. And as we kind of go through this recession and with inflation and all the BS that we're dealing with, anytime you can buy a deal or get a deal, that's great. That's one thing that Cyber Monday taught us. It was, you know, you don't have to necessarily pay full price. Now, Black Friday, we already know a lot of the scams. There's some doorbusters, but then in the back of the store, prices were upped. But with Cyber Monday, it's fantastic because you could go online and then you could shop. What I do is I go to Google and then I type in what I want to buy and then I hit shopping. And then I could price compare. I love being able to price compare. And now, be careful, because sometimes it's cheaper, but then there's extra shipping. But, you know, the price compare, and then the coupons. Isn't there a add-on extension? I don't know if it's Honey, but there's an add-on extension you could add on, and it'll tell you if there's coupons. I think Microsoft also has this add-on extension. where it'll help you find the deals. It's fantastic. So I would definitely recommend that. And because, again, you know, or the coupons. So I told you guys, never buy anything full price. There's always a coupon code. I used to use RetailMeNot, but there's coupon codes, and you could just type in coupon codes for that company. And now there's extensions that find it for you. It saves so much money. You don't have to pay for the extension. It's actually pretty brilliant. So I would definitely look at that. But going back to travel, what I would do if I were you, especially if you want to take a trip and you don't want to spend the extra money, like I said, check out Skyscanner, of course, but I would talk to your boss about a deal where you will work, let's say, the holidays. I mean, I used to do this all the time in the hospital. I'll go, let me cover the holidays, but then let me have off the second week of January, let's say. And then I'm off peak sometimes for some of these places. It's after the holidays, everybody's back to work, I could get the deals, and then I could travel. The big problem we have, and this is why I think we really need to change the way we do schools and our vacation times, is we only have that Thanksgiving week, and then we only have those couple weeks surrounding Christmas and New Year's for travel. That's when the kids are out of school. That's when your boss may have, you know, the office closed down, whatever. Even though the majority of us that are in essential sort of industries, you're working no matter what. I really think we should alter that. That's also why you get screwed over for prices. I know travel was high. I saw you guys' plane tickets. You showed me. It was ridiculous what you had to spend for plane tickets for Christmas. Well, what if we did our Christmas travel earlier? You know, I tell people, look, if it's going to be expensive and you're going to be gouged, do you really have to do Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving? Why can't you do it the weekend before? Well, my boss won't let me off. Tell your boss you'll be in town for Thanksgiving working and let you be off the weekend before. Cheaper tickets. I don't know. It's just a thought. So we have to be a little bit more wily when it comes to how we approach our spending. And We're seeing huge travel numbers now because people are sick of COVID. They're like, look, I'm going to get COVID anyway. I've been vaccinated. There's flu. There's all that. I want to see my family. We all lost family throughout the pandemic, and we're like, I'm not going to do that again where they don't see the grandkids or they don't see the nieces or nephews. That's not happening. Family comes first. We learned a lot with COVID, and we learned that being with our loved ones is more important than anything else, and COVID prevented us from doing that. Especially the stupid lockdowns and the travel restrictions. So now people are like, to hell with that, I want to see my loved ones. But that's how you're getting screwed from a price standpoint. Our gas is high, our tickets are high. So I know your priorities. You know, as one of our listeners said, in terms of Christmas gifts, why buy trinkets and knickknacks and tzatzkas when it could be about, let's just take a trip together? I think it's fantastic. You know, one year we went to Disneyland. It was expensive. Disneyland Christmas time was expensive, but it was beautiful. Kids loved it. We saw family there. Fantastic experience. And we didn't have to necessarily do the, okay, let's all get together Christmas week. We didn't have to do that. We actually went, I think it was like a November 13th of 2019. So it was right before the pandemic. And it was in November. And yeah, it was still busy, but it was when all the Christmas lights were up. And that's, I don't know. So definitely something cool. Check out skyscanner.com. A lot of good travel deals. And, you know, put family first. Put yourself first. That's what's most important. 1-877-DOC-7.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.